this country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, Ted Parrish, and Dr. Gene Hensler.
It's a joy to be with you today.
Always. And by the way, you can reach us outside the calling areas, 1-855-429-9166. And inside the calling area, Metropolitan Atlanta calling area, 770-429-9166. And I know the last 2 weeks of April, I was, we're in tax season, don't call.
Right, we're open for business. Sign's back on the door. We pulled the neon sign that says open.
It's on.
Yeah. Bill, you want to talk a little bit about portfolios and how you build them and stuff. I don't know how interested people are out there, but I think maybe we should talk a little bit about some of the approaches that we use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. My biggest question was really, I've got a stock. Let's call it my favorite, McDonald's.
Yep.
Okay, and we'll just take it as the stock price as the end of 2013 was selling for $97 a share, roughly. Mm-hmm. And if I had bought it in 1990, yep, I would have bought it for about $7.94. But that's not the interesting play to me. The interesting play to me is I could have earned effectively $3.12 a share in dividends. Mm-hmm. The last 12 months, so full year 2013.
So that's $3.12 on an investment of $7.
Right.
Yeah.
And so somewhere along the line, we probably would have sold it, or somebody would have said, sell it, it's out of favor, buy Wendy's, then come back in and all that. And I just wonder, should I just sit on it, take my money and run?
I think that the approach should be a long-term approach. However, it's not wise to buy individual stocks and throw them in the drawer and forget about them, because there are times, periods, when McDonald's did not do very well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was a decline in the quality of management. Mm-hmm. There's deterioration. The stock price went down dramatically.
And the financial strength.
Right.
Decline.
And this tends to happen to all major corporations.
Hey, listen, Coca-Cola, it was $88 and then IBM. It went down to IBM. Mm-hmm. Listen, IBM's selling for less today than it was in what, 2000? Mm-hmm. Intel is selling for less today than it was in 2000.
Yeah, a ton of companies.
Cisco, so what Cisco happens is you can't just throw stuff away in the drawer, okay? However, just because a stock price may go down, it's not an indication that you should sell the stock.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Otherwise, there can be all sorts of reasons for it going down, because other people are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm very serious. It could be because the whole market went down.
Yeah.
It could be, for example, is that fast food restaurants went down. They tend to get hit hard in economic times. Yeah. So they're obviously going to do worse than the general market over that period of time. So, are you going to sell McDonald's because it's underperforming and go buy something else in an overperforming sector? What's going to happen next?
Yeah.
That sector is going to underperform. If we look today in the market, I'm trying to find those numbers. What's the number one sector that's up this year?
Yeah,
it's utilities.
Utilities, yeah.
Utilities are up
12%.
This year, up 12%. Utilities haven't done crapola for a long period of time. They were absolutely horrible, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you've gotten rid of Southern Company, who's paid a good dividend and gone on. Well, if you bought Southern Company to have modest growth and a dividend growth over a period of time, no, you wouldn't sell it.
Yeah.
If you bought a company, doesn't pay any dividend whatsoever, and it's going to have fast growth, right? That's the idea. You bought it. The idea you thought was fairly priced because it's growing at X percent. And all of a sudden, things don't go red hot.
Mm-hmm.
Should you sell it? The answer is probably yes.
Yeah.
You should, if it doesn't go according to it. So, number one is individual stocks need to be watched and portfolios need to be watched. Because just as you talked about, if you would have bought McDonald's in 1990 for $7, now it's worth $87.
$97.
$97. Well, now all of a sudden, you may have bought McDonald's and it was 4% of your portfolio. Now it's 24% of your portfolio.
Definitely.
So you have to have a look not just at the individual stocks, but how do they fit within your portfolio? And if they outgrow it in terms that a too much larger percentage of your portfolio is in it, and we like to think 10% is about that amount, then you should trim your position and move on into something else that you think is a good company. Maybe
taxes don't matter.
And maybe in a different industry.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you have some diversification. You don't have to go out and say, okay, I'll sell McDonald's and buy Wendy's, because you want to have some balance within your portfolio into various segments of the overall economy.
So you have to you have to weigh the prospects of the company you're considering to buy against what you think McDonald's is going to do over the next however long you think you're going to hold it.
Right. Yeah, you may find yourself in a situation that McDonald's is discretionary. That your discretionaries now are 30-some% of your portfolio, and the market for them is only 12 or 13%. When you trim that, you ought to be looking at what other sectors of the economy am I underweighted in? Maybe staples or technology or something. This is a constant, ongoing process.
Yes, it is.
And while it's easy to talk about, buy McDonald's, throw it in a drawer, and dividends keep going up and stuff like that, okay? It could have just as easily been Hardee's.
Mm-hmm.
And it went down and down and down.
Well, so let's talk about that. Let's say I bought McDonald's not for appreciation and value, but because it was having a good dividend.
Yes.
And so I'm making this part up, but let's say the analyzation is Wendy's will pay me 50 cents more per share. How do you decide when to, okay, I'm going to sell McDonald's, pay the taxes, which now by the time you do federal, state, and the Obamacare tax, 3.9% additional if you're above 250. How do you make that decision?
Well, you have to be pretty convinced that the stock you're going to replace it with is going to outperform by a significant amount, because you've just hit the nail on the head. Is that if I sell McDonald's and buy Wendy's, Wendy's has got to outperform by
almost
30% to get back to even.
Right.
That's a big thing to hang around somebody's.
Right.
Somebody's head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, there can be companies out there that's justified. You can simply say that, listen, if I got out of McDonald's and I got into, not Wendy's, but I got into, we're talking about Facebook, and I'm saying that quite a comparison, that I don't have anything in technology, I should move there, and there's probably a possibility that I can make more money.
And also what comes into play is what type of portfolio. What's the objective of the portfolio?
Right.
Is it growth? Is it income? Is it growth and income?
Yeah, like our income portfolio may have less turnover than our traditional portfolio, which is a growth in income, if you will, portfolio, growth at a reasonable price. So, you know, the turnover may be lower because we can afford to sit on those stocks because they're paying higher dividends, a higher yield on the cost for some clients, and the growth of earnings is less.
And how they're being implemented for the client or yourself is important. You know, what segment of my portfolio do I care is generating me income? What segment is generating me growth?
Mm-hmm.
What segment do I want for capital preservation that when the market goes down, it doesn't affect me, i.e. U.S. Treasury, CD, money market?
Yeah.
Well, there's portfolio management is, quite frankly, difficult.
And it's humbling.
And it's, yes, because you're going to always be wrong.
Never always right.
You're never always right in the business. And
you're lucky if you're 60 or 70.
I think the best story, the one I can remember, the one is we followed for years, what was that reinsurance company?
Marsh & McLennan.
Marsh & McLennan. Yeah. We looked at this stock. Forever. We looked at this stock for a year or two. We looked at it, and I said, all right, let's pull the trigger. We bought that stock, and the next day they came out and announced that earnings were a penny.
No, that's when Elliot Spitzer went after him.
Scandal.
Whatever it was, it fell about 30%, and we sold it.
Yeah.
And we sold 30% loss in a day, a new record, I might say, for the Hensler Portfolio Committee was really proud of themselves. Right, Teddy?
And that's another mechanic of portfolio management. You know, you didn't know what the uncertainty was. So even though we had a huge loss and maybe it was an overreaction by the market, we had to get out of it because we didn't know what was going to come next.
Right.
So we've had
some winners, too.
Many winners. And the other problem is holding on to stock because you liked it and always did well in the past.
Absolutely.
I.e. Bank of America.
All right. Well, listen, it's been a slice of heaven. We will see you next week.
See, we remember the bad ones, too. Most of us just remember the good ones.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.